bipartisan legislation before the Senate would finally designate congressional funds to take care of about $12 billion of deferred maintenance for national parks. Amanda Peacher reports.
The legislation that's currently before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee would commit up to $6.5 billion to funding parks maintenance over the next 5 years. Those funds would come from fees on energy developers. Phil Francis with the Coalition to Protect America's National Parks supports the legislation. He says the typical way that Congress funds the national parks doesn't match with America's love for them.
It's almost like, you know, we're buying a house and we're saying, well, we like this house. It's really important for us, but we're not going to maintain it adequately. And that's not a winning formula at all.
In national parks within Mountain West states, the maintenance backlog totals about $1.5 billion. The bill currently has no congressional co-sponsors from our region, but Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has voiced his support for the legislation. The Senate committee will take up the legislation this Wednesday. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.